Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to episode 8 of High Standards. I'm Denise.
And I'm Briley.
And today we're going to be talking about cancel culture / stan culture. And yeah, I don't really think I have much else to say to introduce things. Oh, I do have one thing to say. We hit 200 listens like a while ago.
I forgot about that. Yes, we did.
And we're like one or two listens away from reaching $2.
Yes, sir. How many cookies is that? That's
how much is a cookie? 50 cents?
It was 20. Oh, it's 50? Okay.
I don't know how much a cookie. Maybe it is 25 cents. So that's like 8 cookies.
Oh my gosh. We can feed our lunch table now.
Yeah.
Yes, we are saying there's only like 8 people at our lunch table, but everybody can get a cookie now. Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Even though the last episode only has like 3 listens, y'all need to go back.
I know. Y'all are sleeping on it.
The first one literally has so many listens.
Y'all popped off on that one. I don't know
so
why.
So many.
But yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what this truck is outside my window. I'm sorry.
Maybe we can try like telling the principal about our podcast.
No.
because one student made an album and it's on Spotify and they're like QR codes all around the school.
We can think about it. That's a discussion for another time.
Another time. We have like a month of school.
That's a discussion for another time.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, as she said, today's episode is about stan culture and cancel culture.
Yeah.
Basically, what makes the internet go round. So,
yes.
Like usual, I have some definitions, some background knowledge that I'm going to provide you listeners with.
All right.
So, I'm going to start with stan culture. So, the word stan means an extremely or excessively enthusiastic and devoted fan. I am like 98.9999999% sure that this comes from the Eminem song stan about the fan that was like obsessive. And yeah. So I just really have to throw that in there just in case anybody tries to come for me. Like, I do know that, okay? Anyway.
Yes.
And then cancel culture is the practice or tendency of engaging in mass canceling as a way of expressing disapproval and exerting social pressure. Now, a quote that stood out for me in a different definition was that cancel culture is a modern form of ostracism. I was like, that's interesting, you know, because ostracization is like, or ostracizing someone is like a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, and then just your basic definition of culture, I picked my favorite one, which is manifestations of human intellectual achievement regarded collectively.
Wow. Also, kind of a connection to English because collectivism. Okay.
Yeah.
Cold War. Okay.
You know, when I was looking up this, I kept thinking about human geography.
I
was basically
the
entire class.
Can I just give AP Human Geography the shout out it deserves?
Yes, go for it.
I love AP Human Geography. Like that. If that class were a person, I would get down on one knee. Like, present them the fattest ring in the world. Like, with the fattest diamond. I don't care. Like, amazing. Immaculate. Like, just, I can think about it 24/7, okay?
I think the fact that we had a good teacher really helped, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm in love with the subject itself. Like, it's interesting, but, you know, I'm not in love with it. But the teacher we had made it, like, 10 times more interesting.
Yeah, I liked both the teacher, King, by the way, and I liked both the teacher and the subject itself, bro. Just immaculate.
But yeah, a big part of that class was culture and how cultures diffuse.
Diffusion!
Hit that. Anyway.
Hit that.
That was a big part of the class, so that's what I kept thinking about. Also, I thought I was going to get these definitions from Urban Dictionary, but I got them from Merriam-Webster.
Wow.
I know. I was like, what? Anyway, so those are my definitions. They kind of go hand in hand, as you can tell.
Yeah.
One is about really, really loving something or someone, and one is about deeply hating someone or something.
Yeah.
Which not even deeply, though, but...
Yeah. Which one do you want to start with, Briley? Cancel culture or stan culture? The suspense.
Oof. I know. That's a good question. I feel like we should do stan culture because that's what causes cancel culture, you know?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes. So,
my question is, what was your first introduction to stan culture?
Like, is this specifically, like, who is the first person you stand or, like...
Both. So, what was your first time, like, with the phrase and it being used commonly? And who was, like, your first person to stand openly, I guess?
Okay. Stan culture. I don't really know. I feel like I picked it up from maybe YouTube or K-pop, because I know K-pop fans, they're, like, on another level. But maybe I got it from YouTube. I don't even know. There's just so many things you see on the internet, so you can't really pinpoint where you get it from. But yeah, I felt like the first person I stand, maybe it was Joey Graceffa, I think.
Like, Why did I see that coming, though?
I watched all of his videos every single day. I also went to his, like, stop on his book tour near where we lived, and I got a picture from. Oh my gosh, that was crazy. We waited out in the sun for a long time. No, wait, that just made me think of TanaCon. Okay.
I was really gonna say, like, 1,000 listens and Denise will release her picture with Joey Graceffa.
Oh my, maybe. That's the goal. Yeah. Wait, 1,000 listens?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good, you know.
That would be like $10. So.
But so, right. We're not using this to pay our bills, obviously.
Yeah.
This is not going to cover the student loans.
I know.
Anchor, but give us money. I'm kidding.
I know. Sorry. We need to get more listeners to get sponsorships besides Anchor. So if you guys want us to release better content with better mics, then, you know, just share the podcast with other people. That'll be great.
Do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost you anything but a second of your time.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the Joey Graceffa.
Yeah. But yeah, that was pretty much it for me. Oh, I also got his book, In Real Life, My Journey to a Pixelated World is Just Not a Biography. That's pretty interesting. It gave me an insight on his life and about some stuff I didn't know. I think I can say this because it's in his book and he's talked about it before. But I think his parents were divorced and his mother suffered from alcoholism and it was really bad. And yeah, it was just crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah. But Briley, what was your first encounter with stan culture?
I'm so glad you asked. No. So I've talked about it before. I had a fan account, for a boy band called Pretty Much, you know.
There are two songs by them that I really like.
They had some songs that hit.
They do.
No cap. They really do.
Yeah.
But so that was my first experience was being in the fan account world, you know, and terms like stan get like thrown around all the time, you know.
Yeah.
So that was like the first group that I stand and the first time I had known of the term stan, you know. It's used very commonly. But I always thought of it as, like, an over-exaggeration, you know? Yeah. Just, like, throw a hyperbole in there. Not, like, not like people literally are, like, obsessed,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's the biggest thing about stan culture, right? Like, people are dedicating their lives to these other human beings. As if they're actually something special, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's different in their own right, but
no
one is like godly on earth. Yeah. You know? You have any another thoughts, segues?
Topics? I do have some other. I have like four things that I have to say about stan culture.
All right, go ahead.
So one, my take on it is that it is unhealthy, especially because of the younger audiences, and it creates a really strange power dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, these kids think that these people are gods when they're just regular people, you know?
Especially with the world of, like, YouTube.
Yeah.
It's not even because these are genuinely regular people. You know, before with celebrities, it was like they had some kind of mystery to them. And like, yes, you knew they were regular people. They breathed, they slept, they ate. But it was like a certain disconnect. But with people like YouTubers or just social media personalities, they're quite literally exactly the same as you.
Oh, you know? And because of social media too, you know, people are vlogging and stuff, and that's more personal. Mm-hmm. So people feel like they have the right to know everything about you and everything that's going on in your life if you're an influencer of some sort or some sort of creator on social media.
And it's unfortunate because sometimes you're like, yeah, I get it. You want your own privacy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you've profited so much of telling your whole life that you can't be genuine. You can't really be upset when somebody asks to know more, you know?
Yeah.
Because you keep giving them so much. Yeah. But it's not surprising if they want more, because that's just the human, right? another bullet point.
next, because of stan culture, undeserving people have platforms. I'm going to throw two names out here. The first name I'm going to take a while to like talk about. First, James Charles.
Ooh.
I know, about 1 or 2 weeks ago, I didn't know what was going on with him because, I mean, I don't really care about, like, I don't really care about his content that much. I don't, I just don't watch him, you know? So I didn't know what was going on, but then I saw, like, one of these, what are they called? Commentary videos, I saw a commentary video about it, and it turns out that James Charles is a child predator. Literally, like,
I think we have to say, like, allegedly, though, because there's no, like, actual allegedly.
Yeah,
that's the legal. There you go.
Yeah, allegedly. but what happened was, he was talking with underage people, minors, and they lied about their age, but I think after he found out they were minors, he still tried talking to them. And sending inappropriate pictures to them and stuff. And it was really weird. And he would also, like, just make people uncomfortable by speaking with them in an inappropriate way online or sending them inappropriate pictures again. And there are other details I could get into, but it's just really weird. And, this talking to a minor thing happened multiple times. So it's a pattern. So obviously it's a problem.
See, and then it connects to what you were saying before. These platforms create odd power dynamics that shouldn't be in play, you know?
Yeah.
And it really goes on both sides because on one hand, he may feel like he's entitled to talk to all these different people who are significantly younger than him. But then on the other hand, these young people feel like
it's an honor to talk to.
Yeah, like they have to lie and they have to do all this just to be in the same room as this person, you know? Yeah. Or to have them in their DMs as if that's some kind of trophy. You know?
Yeah. And then another name. I know you know this name, Briley. Everyone knows this name. I used to love this content creator when I was younger. But it's Shane Dawson.
I'm surprised you didn't say him first. I thought that's who you were going to say first.
I mean, there is a lot more to unpack with Shane Dawson, but like,
Go watch the D'Angelo Wallace video if you want a full story. we're not here for that.
But just weird stuff with kids, weird stuff with animals, just, blackface, saying the N-word, repeated behavior over a long period of time. And then just repeated apologies and being like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'll never do it again. But then turning around and still doing something bad that he knows is bad. But I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Maybe because his audience was really young, they were just naive. Because I know when I watched one of his videos and he did something really weird with his dog, I didn't think anything of it. But when I watched it a few years later, I was like, what in the world?
Yeah. You know what's interesting? My sister and I, we would always watch his videos together, and we didn't start watching them till like his final days, I guess.
Final days.
Like a year or two. Year-ish before he got like officially canceled, quote unquote, yeah. You know? So, and we would just watch the videos if they had like Garrett in it.
Yeah. I love Garrett.
Garrett and Andrew and
yeah.
Oh, what was the one who I also used to go ghost hunting with them?
I also liked Drew.
Yes. If they were in it, if they were like the main point, then we would definitely watch those kind of episodes, you know?
Yeah.
Episodes, videos, whatever. So
yeah.
So we never really watched videos that were just him by himself, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you watch those videos, there's always a weird vibe.
Yeah. I liked watching his conspiracy theory videos, and I also liked watching his food videos, too.
See, no, I never watched those. Unless I knew, like, they were gonna have a conspiracy theory video that was gonna have, like, a cut in between that was, like, Morgan and Ryland doing something funny, you know? I guess I never watched Shane Dawson for
Shane is listening to this, and he's crying in the club. He's like, you're not even watching my content for me.
But, like, for real, I never watched it for Shane Dawson, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, when all the stuff came out and when I watched the video that was all about him, I was like, oh, I'm not surprised. And it was very easy for me to just be like, okay, disconnect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Also, Shane, I think I watched this clip in the D'Angelo Wallace video where he was freaking out about being canceled. But he was like, I guess he was talking about people – I don't know, not approving of his behavior in that one video with, I think it was his cousin and just his overall behavior. And he was like, I was sexually assaulted as a child, blah, blah, blah. And he tried using that as an excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that provides context, but then again, that is never an excuse for your behavior. It doesn't excuse an action,
you know?
Yeah.
It's, once again, there's people who feel like they have more power than they actually do.
Yeah.
But also, these people get paid way too much, so...
I know. Okay, I was
money
watching...
Money talks, and it's unfortunate.
I was watching a video by this girl named Jasmine, and she runs the YouTube video... I mean, video. YouTube channel Study Quill. And she talked about, like, how much YouTubers make. And she said, you know, some sponsorships, they can be, like, $10,000. And that's just a single video.
Mm.
And then I remember, I think I was watching an Alicia Marie video. Oh, it was a Truth or Drink video. And she was talking about the Girls' Night In tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she said she made something like $80,000. Yeah.
Like, it's crazy money that these people make from just existing.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's so many people who actually... I try to watch YouTubers. I try to have a majority of the YouTubers I watch be people who are actually doing stuff.
Yeah.
And not just existing and living life, you know?
Yeah.
People who I feel like they put purpose, they put, like, intention into their videos. Like, you can tell they did research, or you can tell they did prep, or you can tell they're trying to actually help somebody out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I try not, my whole subscription list shouldn't be people who make, like, 40-minute vlogs.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes those are fun to watch. Like, there's just to some have on in the there. Background. Yeah.
Exactly. Don't get me wrong, there's some on there, but that's not the entire list.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So, but I guess I'll throw the next bullet point at you guys. The third one is that we're giving children platforms. Kids are dumb. I'm going to be honest.
Literally.
They're going to make mistakes. And they should live like kids, not like grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how are you going to give a kid a platform and then get mad at them when they make a mistake? As if you were not expecting them to make a mistake.
Exactly. And also, I feel like if you're a kid with a platform and you're running this, there has to be some moment where it clicks in your brain, like, dang, people are watching me.
I know.
Like, I just want somebody to be honest with people. You know, like, this is real life.
Yeah.
And as much as you don't get hyped up in that comment section, there's always somebody in the street who's going to think you're trash.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's regardless. Like, as much as us with this podcast, as much as we try to censor ourselves or speak honestly and speak with purpose, it's not always going to come off like that to somebody.
Yeah.
And that's just like a real thought. But yes, actual children, literal children out here.
I know.
You know? And we're not talking about the ones that just do unboxings. Y'all are cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Go make your money, guys.
Exactly.
But like, I know I'm talking about the TikTok kids mostly. Because like, with TikTok, it's really easy to get famous. especially with Charli D'Amelio, like, she rode that whole I don't understand the hype thing.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And then she went from, like, I don't know how many million, like, a few million to over 100 million in a really short amount of time.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think I... Look, I don't know her, of course. But...
Disclaimer.
Yeah. But I feel like she, I don't know, kind of abuses her platform and the way that people perceive her. Because, I don't know. I've just seen, like, things about people saying that she uses certain substances and then makes excuses for it. And I then...
That really is just, like, all influencers, though.
Yeah.
You can pull up something for just about every influencer. TikTok. Yeah. YouTube. Instagram.
Yeah.
Because they try to... It's like this world of... You get famous for being super real and just being yourself. Mm-hmm. And then once you get there, you turn into, like, the fakest person on the planet, you know?
Yeah.
And it all becomes an act.
You know? And then, like, I just think it's really strange how these kids get rich.
Literally.
Really fast. And then they leave school as if they can ride this whole internet fame thing forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's concerning. You guys should be in school.
And, you know, we're not trying to, like, diss them, because if you're smart about it, you really could ride this whole internet fame thing.
Yeah, respect the hustle.
You could have this money until you're 90 years old on your deathbed, you know, if you work it right. But the fact of the matter is, not everybody's working it right.
Yeah,
and they don't realize how many people are watching them.
Yeah,
like, you know how many children think that they can just get YouTube famous in a day and then have money and be set for the rest of their lives.
Yeah,
it's not easy. What percent of the world is that, literally?
A very small percent.
Exactly. That's probably, like, the most unfortunate thing, that there's all these everyday people who feel like there's a pressure because they really could just simply make a video and get famous and get money, when in reality, it's not meant for everybody, A, and B, it's just not going to work like that.
Yeah. Also, I think, what was I going to say? Oh, it's really strange because when these kids get famous, they start interacting with older people. Like, they go to these parties and they're invited to events and they fly places and stuff. And they live like adults. So they think they're adults, but they're kids.
Yes.
And they think they're grown and stuff, when in reality, they're not.
And then it gets sad because then they have parents who are really just using them for their checks.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, they let you run wild because they're just trying to make sure you have a check next week, you know?
Yeah.
Oof. But it's all kind of sad when you think about it more. There's so many different points, though,
Okay, you know how influencers really usually make bad music?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm really going to admit this, but I like the song Lottie Die by Nessa Barrett and that Jaden guy.
I've never listened to it. You know, I don't have a TikTok. I don't know who that is. Not gonna lie. Like, I know her name.
Yeah.
But if it was a quiz about Nessa Barrett, I would fail.
I don't even know her either. I just saw the song on my YouTube recommended, and I was like, I know they're on TikTok. Look, I'll give y'all a single chance.
You get one play. What, 15 seconds?
Yep.
But you know what else? Yeah. Because the internet was, like, originally a place to, like, get yourself out there. And then, like, you know, there's people like Troy Sivan who was...
Ooh, Troy Sivan. Bro, he has there during the Blue Neighborhood era.
He had his YouTube channel and he got picked up and then he dipped.
I know.
And there's some other ones that if you go in the archives, you know, they're on YouTube. Shawn Mendes was on YouTube. I believe
Wasn't he also on Vine, too?
Yes. Was he one of the Macron boys? He was a Macron boy.
Yes!
Until he got signed to a label and then he was gone.
I know he did.
I think Alessia Cara was, or like Summer Walker. Literally, you can find their videos somewhere out there. But, you know, that's, like, originally Justin Bieber. Like, YouTube's earliest days, and they found him, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like lots of people do go in there with the intention of, let me get... And now I'm just... Now the names are just coming off. Rachel Zegler, who I watch.
Mm-hmm.
She's, she got casted in the West Side Story movie remake.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
now she's gonna be in the Shazam too. But you know, she started on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you know, she was doing theater since she was young. But you know, these are people who are just like, how quickly can I get my name out there? Kinda. Yeah. But now it's like shifted because people want to get their names out there, but then like the goal changes, yeah. I guess.
It's not really to get your name out there anymore. It's just to get it out there enough that you can start making money.
Mm-hmm. And so there's some people who are truly talented, but it's like, I'm not going to take you seriously anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we'll move on to the next bullet point. This is my last bullet point for stan culture as of now. But fan wars, like, stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your time and just stream music by your favorite artist.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, y'all are fighting over people that don't even know you or care about you.
They don't care. I mean, they do, but, like, they don't.
Like, they do because you're a fan, but they don't know you like that, so it's not like there's that connection, you know?
They're not sending every single one of us, like, a gift bag. That's not.
Yeah.
Like, how often do you see celebrities do some kind of giveaway or something? Never. Literally never. Unless it's sponsored by, like, Disney or something.
Yeah.
No. That does not happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to really attack each other.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Especially when it gets, like, personal, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when I was in the fandom, they would always be against Why Don't We, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one group is more ethnically diverse than the other. I'm going to just say that, you know?
Yeah.
And one group would typically make more R&B songs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can connect the dots, their fan base would typically have more of an ethnically diverse makeup, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then when pretty much we're getting beefs with, like, pretty much fans were getting beefs with Why Don't We fans, it would get, like, racial, you know?
Bro!
You're getting, like, racial slurs.
Oh, no!
You're like, oh, wow. That's not that deep. We could have calmed down, you know?
Yeah.
So that's just, like, unnecessary.
Yeah.
You're on the... And honestly, don't use your fandom as an excuse to be racist. Like, if you wanted to be rude and disrespectful and ignorant, you could have done that all on your own.
Yeah.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah. Is that that's for fun. Stan culture, Riley?
I think so.
Yeah.
Till we get to the end and combine it all together.
We still have to do cancel culture.
Yes, we do.
All right.
So...
Do you want me to start?
Well, how about we start with the same question that I asked for stan culture?
Okay.
So what was your first introduction to cancel culture?
I really don't know. There's so many people that have been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the biggest ones... okay, same names that I threw out earlier.
Yeah.
But there was that James Charles versus Tati thing. I don't even know what was going on.
Bro, but those commentary videos would be so entertaining.
And then thing that I remember the most, okay, I was going to a karate competition that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the sub counter on all day and the subs were just dropping.
Oh my gosh, they plummeted. And then they jumped back up though.
I know.
So useless.
I know. And then there was, of course, the Shane Dawson thing. And then, who else? I think I've experienced a few other people getting canceled. Oh, mm-hmm. This guy named Zachary. I think he was a TikToker. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a joke of some sort. And he made a joke about coming out. He was like, he came out and then he was like, haha, it's your fault, guys, for assuming that was my sexuality or whatever. And then, of course, people get upset because,
it's insensitive.
Because, like, you know, usually when people come out, they're, like, tore down for it and literally their lives are literally threatened.
Yeah.
But for him to treat it as a joke, that's iffy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then... He talked about it, like, people canceled him for it, like, people, like, followed and stuff.
Yeah.
I think his comments were turned off, I don't know. And then afterwards, I feel like he grew from it. Like, then he was actually like, you know, I was just afraid of my sexuality, and I think he's bi. I think. I don't know. Yeah, and then he wrote an article about it. I don't know. I don't even remember. Yeah. and then, who else? Who else can I remember? Oh, okay, this person also kind of leads into my, into a point that I want to make. This was most definitely not my first encounter with cancel culture, but Lil Huddy saying the N-word.
Yeah.
And the thing that I have to say is that one thing that I really don't like about cancel culture is that people often treat serious issues as jokes instead of having an appropriate response. Because he said the N-word, and I don't think he ever apologized about it. And now he's just, like, a Nubian black king. That's what people call him as a joke. But he still has a platform.
See, that's the thing. And one of my questions on here is, does cancel culture, is cancel culture actually effective? And I feel like it's not. And that's why it's so hard. Like, even you sitting there trying to think of people who have been canceled. Yeah. It's very hard because very seldom does it, are people actually, like, ripped, stripped from their platform, you know?
Yeah. And it's... instead of deplatforming people, people are just given more clout because of the attention they get because they're being canceled. So how
people still don't realize that.
Yeah.
People do dumb stuff to get attention. And when you stop giving them attention for the dumb stuff, they just look dumb. And that's it. That's it.
How can you guys say that cancel culture is productive when these people are still making money off of you?
And cancel culture, it, like, picks and chooses. Like,
yeah,
there's been multiple instances where people talk about how it's easier for someone who is a minority or a female or, you know, certain groups of people are easier to be canceled than others.
Yeah.
Because as you were listing, it was a significant amount of white males who... white male men, you know, white male men, white males, whatever, you know,
Who bounce back.
Yes. They get canceled for, like, a week max.
Yeah.
And then, even with, like, Shane Dawson, how many times have people attempted to cancel him before?
Yeah.
And it just didn't work.
Like, a million times.
Exactly.
Also,
it's crazy.
Yeah. And another reason why I feel like cancel culture doesn't work is because it's usually that it's kids that are participating. One, they don't really have any buying power. The buying power that they have is through their parents.
Yeah.
And usually kids are naive. You know, they're going to, it's very likely that they're going to believe their favorite influencer when they apologize.
Yeah.
And in addition, another concern that I have is that, again, it's usually kids that are participating in cancel culture.
Yeah.
And since that harsh behavior is normalized, they're going to carry it later in their life. And get upset at people over small things that they shouldn't even be getting upset over.
You know, I'm going to answer my own question. My first one, which was, what was your first introduction, you know, cancel culture? Because I think it's interesting that when I first learned about cancel culture, I genuinely thought it was a joke. It was a joke. I didn't realize people were doing cancel culture, like, seriously, trying to, like, end careers, you know? Because I always saw it like, they didn't eat their broccoli, canceled, kind of dumb stuff, you know? Like, sarcasm. But then I was like, oh, y'all are actually trying to end careers. And, you know, I think the idea of cancel culture isn't wrong, you know, stripping, attempting to rid somebody of their platform or, like, lessening the attention they receive when they do things that are not socially acceptable, you know? Because with that premise, there's room for, like, redemption or growth, you know?
The redemption arc.
Literally. There's room for, like, a redemption or growth, but the way it's performed is either you knock out this person and you never let them come back. Or you knock them out for a week, but then you go back to watching their videos or listen to their music because you truly don't care.
Also, one thing that this kind of leads into is that most of the time people are canceled for the wrong reasons. And usually it's those people that have their voices drowned out. And they're not given the opportunity to grow because people will not listen to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand it if you don't listen to somebody, if they've done something bad multiple times and then apologized, because that's a pattern.
Yeah.
And how can you apologize if you've done it a million times?
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So
yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. But yeah, like, you guys will cancel people over the wrong stuff. Like, for example, let's say I try, I don't know, a Nigerian food, right? And it's that single food that I don't like. And I'm like, it's not for me. Mm-hmm. That single food is not for me. It doesn't, I don't know, align with my taste.
Yeah.
People will try to jump to the conclusion and fill in gaps and be like, oh, so then you hate all Nigerians then. You hate Nigerian culture. No, that's not what I said. It's just a single food that I don't like. And usually in cases like that, people will get canceled and people mm-hmm. will not want to listen to them.
But if somebody's on there eating, tasting the Nigerian food and being like, oh, it's disgusting and this is why Nigerian people are never,
yeah, you know, then that's a problem.
That's an actual, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But people don't want to differentiate, you know?
Yeah.
Also, something we just have to realize is, like, some people just aren't going to get canceled. Yeah. Especially if they're, like, established and they've been in this world for a long time.
Yeah.
You know? You can't cancel actual, like, celebrities who are... They're in a whole different realm than your Twitter fights, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same thing. Like, did you see when people were trying to act like, when they were doing, like, a millennial Gen Z war and they were trying to cancel Eminem? Did you see that?
I heard of it, but never saw it.
Yeah. So that was, like, a thing. And I was, like, in my head, it's too late to try to cancel Eminem.
Yeah.
This is a grown man.
Yeah.
I don't even know the last time I heard about Eminem.
Yeah.
You know? Like, those are the kind of people that aren't going to get canceled. And you don't even need to waste your time with that.
Yeah.
But these little idiots who... That was really harsh. My bad. Anyway, these people who got platforms way too early and aren't even, like, fully formed in their brains.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that you need to take the time to be like, hey, maybe step away, read a book, and come back.
Yeah, you know? That's what some of you guys need to do. Get off the internet and go read a book, okay?
Exactly.
Like, stop your Twitter fights. Stop your fights with mm-hmm. your different K-pop groups. Oh, you're a multi-stan. You're not a real multi-stan. You're not a real stan if you don't like this song. Bro, no. If you like your fave that much, then stream their music instead of fighting people on Twitter. Or just go read a book, okay?
Exactly. You don't even have to read a book, to be honest. Read an article.
Yeah.
We're not asking for much.
Yeah.
Get an audio book. If you like music, get an audio book.
Yeah. What if that's our next sponsor? Okay. No, but I'm not kidding. If any audiobook companies want to sponsor us, let us know. Audible.
It doesn't even have to be Audible, though. You can be, like, the most low brand.
Yeah.
Unknown. We will hype you up.
We will.
If you're good. We're not faulty. Not false advertising, but, you know.
Yeah.
Hit us up. Speaking of streaming, though, I feel like this is a great time for you to plug your Spotify.
Oh. My Spotify is DE.NISEEEEE. That is 5 E's. Also, I have made a new playlist. It's called, okay, this is a really cringe name, but it's called Ayo, like AYO. I don't know why I called it that, but it's just full of, like, songs by guys that have deep raspy voices or they're, like, screaming in your ears. And I listen to that when I'm jogging because, like, I don't know, I just don't want to think about how uncomfortable I am. I just want something to blast in my ears so that I don't have to think about whether or not I'm misstepping or like
way
think
to
about,
flex that you work out while I'm jogging.
I mean, I haven't been jogging this past like week and a half because I've had a bunch of dance rehearsals and also I my part of my foot has been rubbing on the floor a lot because of the choreography I made, so
yeah.
It do be hurting to walk, but maybe in a little bit I will jog again. But yeah,
invest in an ice bath. Soak your dogs because they are barking.
Oh my gosh!
You know how much I had to think about that while I was saying it. Oh my
goodness!
The amount of concentration that went into that phrase.
Oh my god!
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
they're probably like, you're not qualified to talk about stan culture and cancel culture.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
but yeah, I do have something else I want to say about cancel culture.
What else?
People use it as an opportunity to say harsh things, like encourage mm-hmm. people to hurt themselves. Yeah. In my opinion, I feel like the cancelers are more toxic or harsh than the people that are actually being canceled.
Yep. That's valid.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, when I was giving my fan days, experience for my fan days, if you want to be racist, ignorant, and hateful, yeah. you can do that on your own. You don't have to.
Don't mess up the fandom's reputation.
Yep. It's like what I said before, hurt people, you know? So yeah. a lot of times, if you're feeling the need to really, like, drag them, mm-hmm. you know? Like, you're imagining in your mind physically grabbing their shirt and drawing them through the mud.
Oh my god.
Then maybe take a step back. This is not even being joke, like, sarcastic.
Yeah.
Search a therapist. Like, that's not even a joke. Because if this is so deep-seated, and I mean, not even if, like, not like you're doing it, but maybe somebody's done it to you before, and now you just, you know, because trauma runs deep. So if you got, if it's really hitting that hard, you know, just get some help.
Yeah.
Because that's when it really gets annoying.
Yeah.
There's just so many flaws in the system of canceling people
mm-hmm.
that it makes the objective go away.
Yeah.
It's lost its original purpose.
Yeah. Oh, I also have something else to say. This is something else that people like to do. People like to, like, find tweets from a million years ago and then pull it up and be like, oh, so this is the same you, huh?
Yeah.
No, it's the me from 10 years ago. But if you want me to explain myself, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh.
I'm always on the fence about this.
Yeah.
Because on one hand,
yeah.
I wish you were smart enough to know not to say that kind of stuff on the internet.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, like, a decade is a long time.
Yeah.
Some people grow, some people change.
Yeah.
Especially if, like, you can see that in the 10 years since then, the person has done a lot in their life.
Yeah.
That shows the opposite of what they thought then, you know?
Yeah.
But, okay, I'm going to bring up this and it's going to sound weird. I'm kind of exposing myself. So I watched the season of The Bachelor that recently aired, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the contestants, there were some pictures of her at like an antebellum party, which is like a plantation themed.
Uh-oh.
Yes, you know? And they're from 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the hosts of The Bachelor at the time said, were these pictures bad for 2021 or were they bad for 2018? You know,
mm-hmm.
thinking he was like having a boss moment or whatever.
Uh-oh.
And the biggest issue is that the contestant wasn't concerned about the pictures until they came up,
which is a
big example of someone who hasn't changed in the time since these photos came out or these bad things came up, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you were really concerned, this is something you would have thought about before you walked on the show with the first Black bachelor, I mean, like,
my god, literally,
these are things you would have thought about, you know? So that's like an example of somebody who hasn't had to think about their actions or hasn't had room to change. And that's no hate to her personally. I don't know anything about her, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know her. All I saw her was on the show Monday for like an hour. But, you know, that's just like an example of a lack of growth. And there are people like that. But when there's somebody who you can see in their time since that event, they've talked about it, they've thought about it, you know, they've had growth moments. They're smart enough not to go on a platform that would potentially dig up this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Also, I mean, I get it if you grow from stuff, but then again, as you said earlier, how can you be so... Okay, just stupid. How can you be stupid enough to say something like that on the internet? In addition, I get it. Celebrities have the resources to get a million COVID tests every single day and go to parties and whatever. But, like, if you're going to be doing that, then at least don't post about it. That's the least you could do.
That's always what I'm thinking, you know?
Yeah.
If you have to write a lengthy caption about how you had to test everyone and you had to put everyone in a hotel and you had to do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do.
Yeah.
Then maybe just don't.
Keep it on the DL at least. Exactly. That's the least I'm asking from you. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's very complex. And it's stuff like this that sometimes I'm like, okay, should I talk about it? Because I haven't lived a full life. I'm 15. You know? I can't say what my actions will be in the future. But I like to think a part of my character is thinking about what I do or say before I actually do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like we put a lot of thought even into, like, this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, we think very much about what we're going to say. How we're trying to say things, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of annoying that people who get major platforms don't do the same.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, do we think, here's the last question I can pose since we're hitting a low.
Yeah.
Do you think there are any positives to stan culture or cancel culture?
Look, I'm on the fence. I don't really know what to say. Stan culture, I mean, I don't know, I guess it can bring together a group of people. Like, you can make new friends and stuff and meet people you otherwise would not have met. And typically, stan culture, it stems from supporting somebody. So it all starts with, like, a positive mindset. But yeah, I guess that could be maybe a benefit of stan culture. But then again, if you've made it this far, then you've listened to the entire episode. So you know the cons there. You know the cons that there are. But yeah. And then in addition, for cancel culture, I don't know. Anyways, I feel like if there were a scientific method for cancel culture, like steps, I feel like it could be way cleaner, way better, and much more effective if we change the method and change the name too. Because cancel culture, how about you just call it deplatforming?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing, just going based off of what you just said,
yeah,
is that somebody's always going to go too far and somebody's always, somebody's not going to go far enough.
Yeah.
And that's what makes,
yeah,
you know, that's what makes them fail.
What if we just made like a deplatforming organization and then
literally
made steps like, okay, based on this condition, if they do not apologize and if it's not sufficient enough, if it's a notes app apology,
it's a no.
It's a no.
And if you're busting tears every 2 seconds, oh my gosh.
I know.
Stop crying.
Exactly. But yeah, cancel culture, I can't really say that there are really any benefits. I mean, when it works, I don't know. I mean, it's good that people who do really, really, really bad stuff are deplatformed.
Yeah.
But it pretty much never works. And you just get, like, all of this negative energy, and it's gross. Like, people saying really harsh things, and then people going on Twitter and fighting each other when their first goal was to cancel this person, but they ended up fighting each other somehow.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like there can be benefits to stan culture, but maybe not cancel culture.
And also, it's like about people like fighting and stuff. It's like for that one person you're trying to cancel, you have to remember that there's hundreds of people who think exactly the same as them.
Yeah.
You know? Like what they said was bad, but there's like 100 other people that would say that exact same bad thing.
Yeah.
And think it's okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's just highlighting the issues in society.
Yeah.
Very philosophical of us.
Yeah.
I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. yeah, we surpassed 200, so hopefully we can get 100 more.
Yeah,
tack on some more. And like we said before, I forgot what we said before, so there's that.
I guess I'll say something again. If you want us to get good mics and stuff,
yes,
and better recording equipment, if you want us to get good mics and better recording equipment, then please continue to support the podcast, listen to every episode that comes out, share it with your friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
we're all just teenagers trying to relate to one another and make a society a little bit better than it was when we got here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Bye.